Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump, daughter-in-law to President-elect Trump, has resigned her party leadership position after serving through the 2024 election. Rumors abound that Ms. Trump is a U.S. Senate appointment prospect from Florida. Once Senator Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State designate, is confirmed to his new position. Governor Ron DeSantis will then choose a replacement for Mr. Rubio. Ms. Trump indicates she would be interested in serving, and her RNC move suggests preparation for such an appointment. The person appointed will have to run to serve the balance of the term in 2026 and again in 2028 for a full 6-year term. Therefore, the appointee will need to be in major fundraising mode for a 4-year period, considering that 2 expensive statewide elections will have to be conducted. Certainly, Ms. Trump has demonstrated such fundraising ability. South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace, who was just reelected to a 3rd term, confirms she is considering entering the open 2026 governor's race. She is reportedly also looking at potentially launching another challenge to Senator Lindsey Graham in the 2026 Republican senatorial primary. In 2014, Ms. Mace, then the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, was one of 6 Republicans who challenged Senator Graham, then completing his 2nd term. She finished 5th in the field of 7, securing only 6.2% of the statewide vote. Senator Graham won that primary with 56%. While it is clear Ms. Mace would attract more support in a 2026 challenge, she would again face an uphill task in opposing Senator Graham, who is arguably much stronger with the Republican base than he was in 2014. There have been political rumors in Texas for some time that Attorney General Ken Paxton is planning to challenge Senator John Cornyn in the 2026 Republican primary. And now another individual is coming forward to confirm he too is considering entering the next U.S. Senate campaign. Tarrant County Republican Party Chairman Beau French, a MAGA activist, released a statement indicating that he is considering becoming a Senate candidate. It appears clear that Senator Cornyn will have a fight on his hands to win renomination before advancing into the 2026 general election. Voters considered repealing Alaska's top 4 jungle primary system, and November's result proved razor thin. Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, the state's chief elections officer, called for a recount of the final vote, and the result was just released. The secondary count confirmed that the repeal measure was defeated by an official 743 votes from a voter turnout of over 321,000 individuals. Thus, the present system will continue. This means conducting a jungle primary that sends 4 individuals, regardless of political party affiliation, to the general election, and the ranked choice voting system decides any plurality result. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.